through this body we have, he gets right straight into our hearts. And through our faith in him, his love, he can save us. Your sin. Sin is forgiven. Go in peace. I hope each and every one of us has that confidence in our life. If you don't, please don't walk these doors today, guys. All right. I think we've got the vapor showers finally starting now. It's his birthday. I see one right here.
Bow our heads and ask the Lord to bless our gathering here this morning as we come to worship him. Lord, we do thank you for a beautiful morning. We thank you for your creation around us that reminds us of how powerful you are, but also how loving you are. And so we thank you we can gather here in the name of Jesus, our Savior, to worship you. We pray, God, that you'd help us to do that in truth and in spirit, and in a way, God, that will glorify you, that we may lift up to you our voices, our hearts, our minds, all of ourselves, and lay ourselves on the altar before you, Lord, to acknowledge and once again remind ourselves that you are Lord. So we praise you and we thank you for your goodness and for this time we can meet together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing, as soon as we get down here to the chorus of praise, we're going to sing number 468 instead of the In My Life, Lord. So I just want to mention that now and when we get to that point. David?
Well, again, it's good to see everyone out this morning. I'd like to welcome everyone. It's a beautiful morning this morning, and I hope you're doing well. We've been having some good lessons in Sunday school, and if you've not been able to join us, please get up a little earlier and come and join us, because we've been having some good lessons, some good discussion, and I know you'll enjoy it if you are able to come, and we would love to have you. We've got several sign-up sheets back here in the back. You're going to get writer's cramp back there today, I believe. There's a sign-up sheet for the nursery. There is a sign-up sheet for the VBS work night. There's a sign-up sheet for the mother-daughter dinner, and there might be another sign-up sheet back there, I believe, for Miss Franklin's birthday. So if you will, take your best penmanship and sign up for any one or all of those. Also, there is two programs in the back, one for Carly Carter, who is doing much better. Still got a long ways to go, but doing much better. And also Alex Freeman, who had his surgery to repair his skull and doing well. And so we'll send him a card, a program to let him know we are praying for him. And so if you will, sign all of those. And like I say, and I know many of you have probably already signed most or all of that, so just a reminder there this morning. All right, if you will, turn to your hymnals to number 468, and we'll have our chorus of praise. We're going to sing it through twice.
Call to worship this morning, you'll find Psalm 33, verses 1 through 5. You'll see it printed in your bulletin. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him.
Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the ten-stringed lyre.
Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy.
For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does.
The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Amen.
Turn in your hymnals to number 165. Number 165.
Scripture reading this morning is Psalms 44, verses 1 through 13. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor in them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever, Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people.
The words of judgment that the Lord meted out against his people for their disobedience. And we're thankful not only for his righteousness, but for his grace and his mercy. Let's go before him this morning and as a congregation pray and praise him and thank him, as also remember these requests that we have on our list. Father God, we come before you this morning once again, and we do thank you that you're a God of justice and righteousness and purity and holiness, and that sin, Lord, is a reproach to you, especially the sin of your people. And so we realize, God, this morning as we come into your presence that we need to confess to you that we're sinful people, Lord. We have broken your commandments. We failed to do the things that you want us to do and you've commanded us to do. And Lord, we've also done the things that we ought not to have done. And so we thank you this morning, Lord, as we come before you, we can lay these things before your throne, and we can confess our sins knowing that you promised to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pray, Lord, that you'd help us to have repentant hearts, keep us from becoming hard in our lives against sin, Lord, and we pray that you'd keep us tender and open and before you. And we thank you for your forgiveness, and thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin. We thank you also, Lord, for your Holy Spirit who lives in us, and the work that he wants to do and continues to do as we are aware of his presence in our lives, Lord. We thank you for his conviction, reminding us, Lord, of the things that where we fail and how we need to be strengthened through our walk with you. We thank you for his comfort when we are in times of need, Lord, and sorrow. We thank you for the joy that he gives us, that we can join together even here this morning and sing joyfully these praises and worship you. We thank you, Lord, for the conviction that he brings into the world of righteousness and judgment and drawing people to you, Lord Jesus, that they might be saved. And we thank you for the day that he convicted us and we heard his voice and responded and came to faith in Christ. So many things, Lord, we're grateful for this morning. We thank you for this church and this ministry and for raising up this place all of these years. And we pray, God, you'll continue to bless Emmanuel Baptist and give us a vision, Lord, of what you want to accomplish here, and may we set out to do what pleases you and honors you. Lord, we thank you today for our missionaries. We pray that you'll especially bless them, strengthen them, and encourage them. Pray for our brother Patrick Ballard, who will be with us next Sunday to share his testimony, Lord, that you'd prepare us for his ministry, prepare him as he comes to us and continue to work within him. And these others, Lord, we thank you for them and pray that your hand of blessing and care and protection would be upon them. And Father, we thank you for answered prayer on behalf of many who are suffering physical problems. We just pray, Lord, you'll continue to strengthen them and bless them. Thank you for Naomi's with us again this morning. Lord, bless her, especially as she celebrates her birthday this week. Thank you that James is here, and ask you to continue to watch over him and strengthen him and bless his life, Lord. And we thank you for the way that you've answered prayer for Alex and the miracle that we've seen in his life. And we just pray now, Lord, that you'll continue to guide him and draw him to yourself. And may he, Lord, be a follower of Jesus. Pray for Tommy Moore and his whole family, Lord, that you would also bless them with your hand of care and healing. And spiritually, Lord, also work in their hearts and lives. Father, we thank you for what you've already accomplished there. We pray for Jim's niece, Shirley Stansel, Lord, that has throat cancer, and she's starting her chemotherapy right away. So we ask, Lord, that you would especially be close to her and heal her, we pray, strengthen her. Pray for Carolyn Angel and for Tony Reddick. Lord, you'll continue to bless these lives and meet the needs that they have, Lord, physically and spiritually, we pray. And pray for Merle and June Dye's grandson, Austin, and his physical need. For Kathy Pearson's and Reva Bryson, we pray for them as well, Lord, that you'd strengthen them. For Carly, thank you that she's doing better in his home now. Pray for our sister, Sandra Johnson, Lord, she battles pneumonia. We pray, God, you'd just heal her quickly and strengthen her and bless Dennis as he cares for her. Pray for Daphne as well today as she's not feeling well, and for Glenda. Pray for Bruce as he goes for his ultrasound this week, that you'd just continue to heal him, and thank you, Lord, for the way that you've taken care of him. And pray for Phil's aunt. You'll continue to bless her and strengthen her and in her needs. And for Stella, the Lord, that you'll continue, Father, to just raise her up and bring her back to us quickly. Lord, there are many others on this list, people that are facing physical problems. Lord, we know there are unspoken requests in our midst. We know, Lord, that we are concerned about our country and our leadership in this nation. And so we would ask, God, that your hand would somehow bring to pass, Lord, that which would be best for us. We know that you're all wise and that you have a perfect plan that is being worked out. And so, Lord, we pray we would trust you each day. Help us to be faithful as citizens of the United States of America. When our opportunity comes to vote, help us to vote and give us wisdom for that person we ought to cast our vote for. So, Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all your blessings to us. I want to not forget our people in uniform, to watch over them, give them strength and courage, Lord, in their training as well as in their missions. And pray for all those refugees that have flooded into Europe. Pray for the churches there, that the gospel will go forth and many, many will come to saving faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, bless this day, we pray. We thank you for it and give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Cooper, if you and Garrett will come up, we'll take the morning offering. Let's go to the Lord in prayer again. Dear Lord, we come before thee again with thankful hearts as you have so graciously bestowed so many blessings upon each and every one of us, Lord, and we just cannot be thankful enough for all that you do. We thank you for this gift of yet another day, Lord, and the fact that you've already laid it out for us, Lord, and we pray that if as we go through this day, Lord, that we'll follow the Holy Spirit's leading in our lives, and we'll be the individual that you'd have us to be, that we'll be the spokesman that you'd have us to be, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for each one that's in attendance here today. Lord, bless each one, and as we pray for Brother Ron, as he'll bring the message soon, Lord, that it be that you'd have us to hear. We pray that it be that would touch our hearts, stick to our minds, that we might be able to absorb it and use it, Lord, as we go out the doors in each of our separate lives, that we might be an impact on others that we come in contact with. Lord, we just pray that you'd be with the many, many names that are on our prayer list. And, Lord, we know there's others that are on our hearts that are unspoken. Lord, we lift them up as well. And Lord, most of all this morning, we pray for the sin sick, those that have not accepted Christ as their own personal Savior. Lord, we know many are out there in the world and are just wandering around, Lord, looking. And Lord, we pray that they might look to you first and foremost, and that they might accept that tugging at the heart of Christ Jesus to them, Lord, that they might come to accept Christ before it's everlastingly too late. Lord, we pray now that as we give back this portion that you've blessed us with, that we'll be able to use it in such a way that it'll glorify you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.